Good evening. Welcome to worship. A smaller group tonight. We wanted to have the opportunity to continue worship, even if we have 5 to 10 people, because then we're live streaming. And if you're catching us out there on Facebook, or if you're catching us by listening to the faith story of Gene Wanick tonight, thank you, Gene, then you can still continue in your own homes to worship as families and to worship individually as well, and yet still be in the community of faith that puts their hope and their trust in Jesus Christ. So good to have you here tonight. Thank you, Margene, for playing the piano for us, Don for recording, and Jenna, good to have you here this evening. Let's rise as we are able for our service of light found on page 2 of your liturgy. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power, resurrect us from the dead.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race.
Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you.
God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew.
In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn,
in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song.
Love that fills the night with wonder. Love that warms the weary soul.
Love that bursts all chains asunder. Set us free and make us whole.
You who made the heavens slender, every dancing star of night,
make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light.
Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way,
loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day.
The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Amen.
Congregation, may be seated for our psalmody, Psalm 141, women, group 1 following Jenna, and men with the echo, group 2 following me.
Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. O God, I call to you, come to me now. O hear my voice when I cry. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Keep watch within me, God. Deep in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. All praise to the God of all, Creator of life. All praise be to Christ and the Spirit of love. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord, and let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. Amen. This evening, as we prepare then for the faith talk of Jean Wanick, her faith story, two passages of scripture that I'll be reading for you. The first is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And you who were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Here ends our first reading. Our second reading is from 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and God's love is perfected in us. Here ends our second reading. Jean?
I would like to begin my faith story with my favorite Bible verse from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hello, my name is Jean Wanick. I was born one of eight children. We were raised on a small farm outside of Rushford, Minnesota. My parents were quite poor, but since we lived on a farm, they were able to provide for all our immediate needs with fish, farm animals, and a large vegetable garden, excuse me. Thankfully, my mother was a wizard in the kitchen and provided wonderful meals from what little we had. I was born in 1937 and at the time of the Second World War. Daily, we would hear of terrible things happening in the world, especially in Germany, where Jews were being taken prisoner and killed for no reason other than the fact that they were Jews. During this time, my grandma Mary Otis came to live with us since Grandpa had died and she was in poor health and had no one to take care of her. She was unable to do very much work to help my mother, but she was a wonderful help in watching the five children. Mary was instrumental in helping to create the Presbyterian Church in Rushford. She was a wonderful lady and often told me about God and Jesus and read me Bible stories. I loved the story about Noah and the ark and never could understand why Noah let the snakes come aboard. I'm not a fan of snakes. Reminds me of Satan. I believe we can do without him. Grandma Mary died when I was 4 years old. I remember she was laying on a small bed in our living room and my mom lifted me up and I gave her a kiss and told her goodbye. She died soon after that. She taught me so much about God and his everlasting love that has influenced my life ever since. I don't know why, but my father wasn't interested in hearing about religion, so we rarely ever got to church when we were small since my mother was unable to drive. However, my mother insisted that we be baptized. We were blessed that during the school year, one day per week, we were allowed a 1 hour release time from school to attend a Bible class at any one of the churches in Rushford. I had never heard of any other town doing that. On clear evenings, my siblings and I would love to lay outside on the lawn and marvel at the stars and planets and sometimes watch the northern lights. We would wonder at God's creation and thought it was so special. When I was about 15, we moved into Rushford and were able to attend church. I then joined the Presbyterian Church Choir. I've always loved to sing and would sometimes sing a duet with the pastor or a friend of mine. When I graduated high school in 1955, I moved to Winona. I had several roommates over the years I lived there, and I remember two of them were Roman Catholic. Occasionally, they would ask me questions about my faith and why I believed as I did, and I told them about reading the Bible and getting answers about questions I had. They said their priest had told them they shouldn't read the Bible since they wouldn't understand it anyway. I met Don shortly after I moved to Winona. He and his family attended St. Martin's Lutheran Church, And when we decided to get married, we were married at Central Lutheran Church in Winona, where I had instructions in the Lutheran faith. Since the church, it was at, just a second. Since the church was near where I lived, I'm sorry, we immediately moved to Rochester, where Don was employed at IBM. We then joined Redeemer Lutheran Church. We sang in the choir, and I joined a ladies' circle. In 1964, God blessed us with our son, Brian. 11.5 months later, our twins, Bryce and Brenda, were born. As Don's faith became stronger, we decided it was important to us that our children be brought up as Christians. So when they were old enough to go to school, we started them at Rochester Central Lutheran School, or RCLS. We then changed to Holy Cross Church because they were members of the school association and it was much closer to our home. During the next 7 years, Don served as trustee for the church and a board member for the school. I was very busy with the children at that time and unable to volunteer to do much help out at church. However, when the three of them were in school, I started working at RCLS in the kitchen during the lunch hour so I could be home when the children got out of school, and I worked there until I was hired at IBM part-time working in the cafeteria. When it was vended out, I went back into secretarial work until I retired in 1992. In 2000, I went on a tour to Israel with a group of parishioners from Gloria Dei, led by their pastor. What a fantastic, life-changing place. We toured all over the Holy Land, seeing many sites that Jesus taught at. Probably one of the most memorable things that happened was when I had my baptism reaffirmed in the Jordan River. It was so special knowing that Jesus had been baptized by John in that same river. A strange thing happened as I looked up after my reaffirmation, and a flock of doves flew over me, and a bush across the river looked as if it was glowing from the sun shining on it. What a special memory. Praise God. While we were there, we also took communion in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed for God to take his burden of the cross from him, but accepted God's will to be done. We also went to Lazarus' tomb, where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. That trip was probably the most meaningful thing I ever experienced, and it strengthened my faith in God and in his son, Jesus. Every morning I rise early and turn on Trinity Broadcasting Network, or TBN, and at 7 o'clock every weekday morning I watch Pastor Robert Jeffress. He's always had a wonderful message, and it starts my day off right. Recently, he talked about the troubles we're facing in our world right now, which has become so intense that one wonders if the end is near. The coronavirus that is circulating the globe has people so afraid that they are panicking and doing crazy things to help themselves cope. We need not worry if we have faith in God. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be careful, but even if we should happen to get the virus or some other disease, we must keep the faith and know that God is with us and will not desert us. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, which is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. Don and I have been blessed with having had wonderful people in our lives. We have a wonderful family, church friends, and a terrific pastor who stops by often just to visit. We love to play golf, play games, and see our loved ones and friends stop by. We are reasonably healthy, and sometimes it's difficult to get around anymore without hurting, but I thank God for every day he leaves me on this earth to be with the ones I love most in this world. Now my next move is to live in heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and rejoin my loved ones who have gone before me. I pray all the wonderful people in my life will know, love, and serve the Lord so that someday I will be able to be with them in heaven as well. God has granted me 60 years with my dear husband Don, and I pray we can be with each other a few more. I thank God for our lives together. So in reflecting on the past, I realize it's not what you have, who you know, how you look, and not all about me. It's about having faith and what you do in your life to love and honor God and his Ten Commandments. Yes, things have changed in our country and in the world, yet there are so many people that strive to make things better, and through all the good and bad, we are blessed to live in America. I pray that we never forget the sacrifice that Jesus made when he went to the cross in our place, and that I will be faithful all my days to him as he is faithful to me. Thanks and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for saving me with his precious blood. This is a thought for our life. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God. Amen.
Very much, Jean. Our song of the day, Blessed Assurance, number 699. I invite you to rise as you are able. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Waiting and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Our service continues on page 9 of your liturgy, page 9. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you.
You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will." My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you.
You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty
Holy One, strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through.
Glory be to God the Father, and to Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to God the Spirit, ever three and ever one. As it was in the beginning, shall be now and evermore. With our hearts we magnify thee, with one voice we sing, Amen.
Our service continues with our closing prayers, found on page 11.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
In peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us whole of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Gracious Father, we pray in this time of need for our country and for our world. We pray, O Lord, that you would, in fact, intervene in the midst of the coronavirus. And we pray, O Lord, for healing, for mercy, for grace, for repentance on the part of your people. But most importantly, Lord, that we would be your community of faith and grace, that we would extend your compassion to others. Protect those who are in the medical community, Lord, those who are serving on your behalf. Bring healing to your people, O Lord, this day and forevermore. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.